This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday is upon us, and this is What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Do I need to tell you that?
Yes.
Do you not have that in your speed dial by now? Same with Todd in your contacts for the text to send us a little note on What's On Your Mind. 701-226-8503 for that. A great resource. We hope we are. That's what we want to be for you. We'll be the answer man. You just call us or text us. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And again, we have a 24/7 line, too. So not only when you hear us live on the air, you want to call us no matter the time, the day, or the night. Get this question answered or else. You could say it like that. I want to know. And just say what you need to say. Next time you have so-and-so on, please ask him this. Here's the telephone number, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to leave a message. Extension 1 to leave a message. Okay? Simple as that. And that is the way you interact with us here on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by North Dakota Oil Can. They're doing a fuel, food, and fun toy and food drive right now, by the way, which is just fabulous. Do a lot of good things for the community. They really are. And great resource. Their website is wonderful. They also have a Facebook page, which has a lot of neat little videos on there. Just a lot of good information. Facts about flaring, community outreach they're doing, oil can news. Check it all out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Let's get you rolling with the Friday edition of the program. I am in New York City with a bunch of our fine listeners having a grand old time today. We'll give you a little update on our itinerary later today. But right now, I want to get you to the guest host who will take your calls, chit-chat about the news of the day. Some great guests for you. Gary Yamaneth, our guest, host for What's On Your Mind, former chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party, the Green Chili Burrito King of North America. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Gary, take it away.
Hey, good morning, listeners out there. I appreciate the great intro, Scott. Todd, by the way, I got to get some of those burritos into you. I'll get some into you next
week. I keep hearing about those things, but I've never actually tried them.
I'll get some into you.
It's not like I can, you know, purchase them in Bismarck, North Dakota for some
reason. There are some places around. I'll have to see where I can get them. I am out in the next 3 weeks. I'm out in Boston, Connecticut, then I'm North Carolina and back to Maine. So we're selling them all over the country.
Where in North Carolina?
Charlotte and Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
So, working with some big chains out there.
5 years in the Outer Banks at the beach there, which I'm missing right about
now. Oh, man, that's where I'd rather be. I'd rather be there, I can tell you that. I got a call from my good friend Curly Hoagland this morning, and he's down in Missouri, and he was going on and on about how nice weather was.
I was on the air in Cape Girardeau this morning, and they introduced me, and he said, it's 27 degrees here, and I'm sure it's colder in Bismarck, and actually it was 27 degrees on the dash of my truck, and I'm like, wow. Well, actually, no, but we probably have you beaten snow, though.
So anyway, yesterday when I hosted for Scott, we spent a lot of time talking about federal politics. We talked with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and we talked about his hour town hall he does. And we're going to shift gears today and talk North Dakota politics today. And my guest this morning in studio is I have former Republican Party State Chairman Robert Harms. And after that, I have former Senator Tracy Potter, Democrat from Bismarck, joining us by on the phone about 9:30. We're going to have Emily O'Brien, a new legislator from Grand Forks. Grand Forks had a huge pickup with Republicans this election cycle. We'll talk to Emily. And she was one of the legislators that actually beat Kylie Overson, who is currently the Democrat state chairman. She was running for reelection in the House seat. She got beat by Emily. So I thought it'd be good. And I did, by the way, invite the current state chairman, Kelly Armstrong, Senator from Dickinson area, and Kylie as well to come on from the Democrat Party, and both of them were unavailable. So, Robert Harms, welcome to the show. You're playing second fiddle today to
good morning, Gary.
The fact that they didn't start with you.
All right,
so
well, I'm glad to be here.
I apologize for letting you in on that little secret of mine.
That's all right.
But
don't mind at all.
So, listeners out there, Robert Harms is a guest in studio for the next half hour, and I wanted to talk and get his perspective, and callers, feel free to call in at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550 if you got questions for Robert. Robert was the state chairman of the Republican Party just prior to Kelly Armstrong, and I wanted to get his perspective on what happened in this election cycle in 2016. I mean, first of all, we see Donald Trump and having winning the state big time, and all the Republicans from John Hoeven to Kevin Cramer to Doug Burgum. And Republicans had a huge pickup in the legislative side, didn't they, Bob?
They did, Gary. The Republicans won 10 seats in the House and 6 seats in the Senate. We had well-seasoned Democrat legislators really lose unexpectedly, I think, which surprised election night. I was with about a dozen Republican lobbyists, if you will, and we were all quite surprised by the effect of the outcome of the election on at least the legislative front.
I mean, what is the number right now in the House and the Senate? So when you take the numbers the Republicans have versus the Democrat in the House and the Senate, what are those numbers?
Well, you end up with 22 Democrats across both houses. You end up with there's 9 Democrats in the Senate and 13 Democrats in the House. And so both in the House and the Senate, Republicans have huge, huge supermajorities, 80% plus in both the House and the Senate.
Well, when you think of it, there's for the listeners out there that aren't maybe paying attention on all the inside baseballs that we do when you're a party chairman, there's 47 districts, so that means there's 47 senators, and there's 2 members from each district in the state house, and so that makes 47 times 94. 2 is 94.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's 47 potential senators, and how many Democrats are there, 9?
Nine Democrats in the Senate.
Wow.
Right.
And then in the House, there's 94. And how many representatives?
So the House breaks down. You got 81 Republicans and 13 Democrats. So
wow, so
22 Democrats in the entire legislature.
This got to be historic lows for Democrats, isn't it?
Well, I would think so. I didn't do a lot of research going back, but I think that this is probably one of the low points, certainly within recent history, within the last couple of decades anyway.
What would you attribute this to? I mean, what's your take on it?
Well, I thought, again, I've given this a little bit of thought. I think there's really three large drivers. One was, I think, the Trump effect. I think Trump tied into some unrest of the public. So that was one. Two, I think Doug Burgum's campaign, I think, spoke to that, but then it was also a positive message. And he reached out to Republican legislators and responded to every Republican legislator who wanted him to campaign with them. So he was very popular, I think, in the public. And then thirdly, I think the Democrats on the national level didn't have a candidate that really drove their base. And so Hillary, I think, caused a lot of Democrats to stay home. I think those three factors. He ended up with unexpected losses in the legislature, I think.
Well, when you look at the statewide numbers, Donald Trump won with 63%. And by the way, Hillary had 27%. But by the way, a Democrat has not carried North Dakota for president since 1964. Barry Goldwater and LBJ. The last time a Democrat presidential candidate carried North Dakota. But Trump got 63 to 27. Doug Burgum got 76.5% of the vote, and Marvin Nelson and Joan Heckman didn't break 20%. And then if you even look at the U.S. Senate race, John Hoeven is at 78%, the 17 for Elliott Glassheim. So Cramer got 70%. So all these statewide on the federal ticket, I mean, it had to have a down ballot effect.
Oh, I think it did. Yeah, and we had a huge turnout. We had 350,000 people turn out. That was about 24,000 more than it happened in the last presidential cycle. So in 2012, we had 326,000 people. This cycle, we had 350,000 people, which is big turnout.
Do you attribute that to all the population growth, or do you think it was passion of new voters for Trump?
No, I think the latter. I think it really was an excitement of the campaign, the Trump-Burgum effect, I think.
And what I found interesting about Doug Burgum, I was wondering if he would, you know, there's a lot of talk about it's going to be strife, and he, you know, just like sure. Congressman Cramer, he went to primary and he beats a very popular Wayne Stengem attorney general. And,
yeah.
And the implication of that, of Doug going out across the state working with legislators, I kind of wondered how that would mesh, but you're saying it was pretty okay.
Well, I think there was some recognition both within the Burgum camp as well as the legislators that, hey, look, we're on the same team. If we want to win legislative seats and retain the governor's office, we're going to have to figure out how to campaign together, and I think that came together pretty nicely.
What I thought was interesting, I saw the 4th of July parade in Mandan. And the Democrat had a parade, had a flatbed, and a parade for them. And the Republican Party, then all the candidates did, Doug Burgum, et cetera. But I saw, actually, they had Burgum's name on the Democrats' boat, didn't they?
Yeah, there was somebody that put a Burgum.
Was that a joke, or was that?
Oh, I think it was, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty fascinating. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of accusations about Doug. They had a lot of Democrats that voted for him in the primary. And, as you know, primary votes, the ballots are closed, right? So you have to vote straight ticket. And we got about 20 seconds before we go to the break. And when we come back, Robert, I'd like to talk about the Burgum race a little bit and the impact. And then I would also like to talk about some thoughts that you would have related to how are the Democrats going to regain any stature back? And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Tracy Potter, former senator, to come online.
Yeah.
So I want you to get your mind around, can Republicans hold these numbers? I mean, what are the implications of that? Because it's hard to believe that can happen. So you've been listening to Robert Harms in studio with me. This is Gary Emmons filling in for Scott Hennen. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Memorial and Museum is where the What's on Your Mind listener group today is at in New York City. A little later on, Chinatown, Little Italy, little lunch. You know what we're doing for dinner tonight? Trump Tower. That's what I'm talking about. Then Radio City Music Hall for the Christmas spectacular with the Rockettes that is just absolutely to die for. Of course, tomorrow, the College Hockey Showdown. UND in Boston College in Madison Square Garden after Empire State Building tour and Times Square and an Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum tour as well. That's the largest naval museum in the world, and we're going to say thank you to our veterans. So there's the roundup of the last couple of days of our time in New York City. Sunday we'll come home, and Monday I'll be back right here on the radio for you. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, a great gift. Give the gift of health. Give the gift of better sleep from MyPillow. $179 in savings when you take advantage of this special offer we have for you by calling 800-506-9028 or going to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You get the Scott and Todd offer. That's right, the Scott and Todd offer. And that is four pillows for $99.98. Four pillows for $99.98. Two of them are the top-of-the-line premium pillow. And there is a difference. You see, the ones you see in the store are not the ones we sell you here. The classic or the standard, you know, they're my pillows, so they're a good pillow. They're not the best. Give the best. Money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Now extended through March 1st, so you can't go wrong. 10-year warranty. It will not go flat for 10 years. You're going to sleep on this pillow for pennies a night. Great gift-giving idea. My pillow. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's Gary Emanath. Gary, take it away.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. This is Gary Emanath, as Scott Hannon said, filling in for him while he's playing around in New York having a good time. I think I'm going to try to go with him next year. Then I don't have to host, and then I could...
Well, you know, we have What's in Your Mind on K-Fire tomorrow at Kirkwood Mall all day for the American Legion Lloyd Smith's Post number one. Otherwise, I'd have gone, but I got to be here for that. But, yeah, I do want to go on one of the, or the Norway thing he's got.
Yeah, I think that'd be better yet, actually. Are they going into summer?
It's the spring, kind of the springtime.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't get enough snow here. They don't want to do that.
The whole point is to see that midnight sun where the sun is still up.
Oh, that's
midnight.
Right. He was there talking about that midnight sun.
Yeah.
So we have in studio with us former Republican Party State Chairman Robert Harms, kind of a Williston, actually Tioga native, living here in Bismarck. And Robert, we were talking about this election and the lopsided numbers Republicans have. How do Republicans actually stay and keep those numbers? And is it healthy? I always ask like six questions once you have sided with one answer. And what about the factions within the Republican Party? I mean, how does this hold together, this coalition, these numbers? Is it possible?
Well, I think it's possible, but in the end, what the public looks for from the political parties is good governance, and that'll be a challenge for the Republicans inside the Republican Party in the legislature. There's about three factions, if you will. There's sort of the conservative wing, and then there are other two factions, I'd say, sort of the moderates, and then the left of center group, but I think the last two kind of outnumber the conservatives to a bit. But I think, and then they've got a new energized Republican governor who won by a huge margin, so he's going to view his election as a mandate, and I think rightfully so. So I think probably the key for Republicans to hold the numbers is to foster debate and new ideas and goodwill amongst those who disagree within the party, and foster that, because I mean Ed Schaefer did that marvelously. He welcomed debate and discussion and the marketplace of ideas, and I think that served him very well for the 8 years that I work with him. And so I think that's probably the key for Republicans to maintain control, is allow dissent, discussion, and new ideas. And if they don't, I think they run the risk of the Democrats gaining some ground in the next cycle.
Do you, during the break, you and I were talking about the satisfaction or people satisfied where North Dakota is going. And I, in my opinion, I believe that Republicans got the benefit of the oil boom in the last one. But they really spent. Republicans grew government huge between the House and the leadership within the governor's office, in my opinion, as a conservative. Do you think that what's happened to that, like, you go back the last couple years to where they were at this election cycle?
Sure. Well, last year, I know that when the governor's race was unfolding in the fall, the satisfaction rate within North Dakota was in the high 70s, and about 75% North Dakotans were well satisfied with the direction of the state. And then after the governor had to take $1 billion out of the spending in January, that satisfaction rate dropped by about 20 points. You know, and when we could see that, when we were working on the governor's race, and that fiscal impact that was occurring in the state, the loss of oil revenues, the need to cut out $1 billion of the budget, those kinds of things were having an effect on the public's view of how things are going in the state and their satisfaction.
As a former party chairman and I played a part with Congressman Cramer when he bypassed the Republican convention. For listeners out there, most camp in North Dakota, we have a convention process where parties endorse their candidate, and then that candidate goes to the primary. But Congressman Cramer skipped the convention. He was a former party chairman.
Right.
And I was the campaign chairman at that time on his team, and we felt that was the best way for him to win, and that's what you do in politics.
Sure.
And anyway, so Kevin did it, won, went outside of it. We saw Doug Burgum do that. Do you think politics and conventions and primaries, what's your opinion on the future of that and the implications?
Well, 2 points. One, I think I don't think anything is going to change anytime soon because it's probably a little raw, but those two people were kind of unique. Kevin Cramer had very high political capital. He was probably unique in terms of having been on the statewide ballot, former party chairman, former party executive director. You know, so he had political capital. Doug Burgum had statewide presence. He had resources. And so they were kind of unique, both of them. So I don't know that that's going to change anytime soon. However, my second point, I think from a public perspective, from the taxpayer's perspective, I think that's a good discussion for us to have. Do we have a better result by including more people in the political process? And I think that's a conversation that we should nurture and entertain. And the outcome, you know, I'm open to, but I think it's a conversation we should certainly have in North Dakota.
We got a couple minutes before we go to the break, and you're off to where you're going. We bring on Senator Potter. But what's your take on what you played a vital role in Doug Burgum's race for governor? What would you give advice? Are you going to give him? Would you give him today going into this legislative session?
Well, just what I was talking about. I think the exercising goodwill with the legislative branch, recognizing that there is a valid and appropriate tension between the executive branch and the legislative branch, and that tension is appropriate. It's something that should be nurtured and respected. So I would go that way. To begin with. And then the other idea is just to bring new ideas and have conversations with both legislators on the House and the Senate side. I think, you know, Doug's a persuasive guy. He's bright, energetic, and he does have a 76% win coming off that election cycle. And so, you know, I think he's rightfully entitled to view that as sort of a mandate. But, you know, we don't elect, and I work with two new governors that took office, and we don't elect emperors. We elect a governor who is one-third of the branch of one-third of our state government, and so they've got to recognize that. They've got lots of authority and sort of a long-term view. Of the other, I guess, recommendation I'd give to him is that he's got to take a view and look at maybe the four-year cycle rather than sort of a two-year budget cycle that legislators typically have.
Yeah, the emperors are in Washington, right? Not in Baltimore.
That's right.
We've been listening to Robert Harms. Robert Harms, former state chairman, joined us in studio. Robert, thank you for coming with us today. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Enjoy the rest of your day. When we come back, we'll be talking to former Senator Tracy Potter. Stay with us.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more online about what they do, but I'll boil it down to this. Affordable energy and reliable energy is not easy, and it takes you and I standing up for friends and family here in North Dakota, Minnesota, and beyond. And right now, it's an industry that is taking hits from a lot of fronts, including the Clean Power Plan. Learn more about that and how you can help to maintain the affordable energy we have for our families and businesses here. It's very important. SecureEnergyFuture.org. More of What's on Your Mind now with our guest host, Gary Amenith. Gary, take it away.
This is Gary Amenith, of course, filling in for Scott Hennen. And we just spent about a half hour talking to Robert Harms, former Republican Party state chairman. We're going to shift gears now, and we're going to talk to former Democrat state chairman, and I call him a Democrat sage, and Senator Tracy Potter from Bismarck. I wanted to get his perspective on this election and some historical perspectives. So when I asked Senator Potter yesterday about coming on with me, he went on and did a Facebook post, and it's incredible. Senator Potter, how fast? I mean, you wrote this in like an hour after I texted you, and it's incredible. Welcome to the show, sir.
Actually, it took me 2 hours, Gary.
Did it? So it was a little longer than I thought.
And when I asked my wife if I could read it to her, she asked me if it was 2 hours long. I said, no.
Well, I really consider you a sage and one of those guys that have wise insight into things, and while our political views might be different, we do periodically have agreed on maybe more libertarian issues, right?
We've even testified together.
We have on the same issue, and we agreed. I remember that.
And
anyway, you wrote a synopsis on Facebook, and I'd like you to give our listeners a little bit of your perspective. I mean, what I was asking to Robert Harms, how do Republicans keep this momentum? And my question to you is the opposite. How did Democrats get in the race and actually be relevant anymore? Because they aren't. I mean, I would like to have you share some thoughts that you have, and I love the basis for you. And I'm not going to read that post because then I would take all your time up. So I'm going to let you verbalize what you think are the priorities in that email, and we'll chat about it.
Well, you know, I think one thing is we right now the ball game is all Republicans, and nature abhors a one-party state. You know, even if there is a one-party state, you'll end up with factions within that party. And so I think watching the legislature is going to be interesting to see who takes the role of the opposition, because the Democrats are so weak in the state house, particularly with only 13 members. But you know, what I was trying to tell my friends in the Democratic Party is, sure, you're down on the mat right now. It was another terrible election, and we've had a series of them ever since I headed the ticket in 2010. And I blame myself. There's the problem right there. You know.
It started before that, I'm afraid.
Yeah. But you know, it's a tough blow. It's a body blow when on an election night, when you watch the other side celebrating and your side is good people are getting whacked all over the state, and Max Schneider loses and Connie Triplett loses and you just go, well, where are we? And so all I wanted to do was remind people that we've been here before. After the Reagan landslide in 1980, a bunch of us who were working in the state capitol, you know, not only did we lose an election, we lost jobs and we were down on the mat then. But I also recognized that there were fundamental differences between 1980 and 2016. And the most significant difference is this geographical spread. Of the legislators that we have, 12 of them are in four districts, and that's the Turtle Mountains and Fargo. We have zero legislators from Minot, haven't had since 2010. We have only one in Bismarck, and she is, Erin O'Ban, is the only Democrat in the western half of the state. Take the Red River Valley out. What I said is, if you're not a Democrat in the Turtle Mountains or in a county bordering Minnesota, your chances are slim to none right now. And that's a real problem for us. We do need to figure out why we lost the rural vote. Because there used to be a strong farmers union, Democratic votes from east to west in North Dakota. Even some of the Republicans in the West were progressive, environmentally conscious, that kind of thing. And all of that has kind of gone by the wayside. So what do we have to build from? And what I pointed to was the Bernie Sanders phenomenon. You know, we had one of the most depressing state conventions it was the most depressing state convention I'd ever attended. Well, you know, 400.
Is that the one in Bismarck? The one you referred to? Just most recent? Yep, in 2016 here. Yep.
Yeah, you're supposed to nominate candidates. We used to have fights for it. You know, I fought Earl Pomeroy for insurance commissioner, Bob Dykstra and fought Bob Hansen for treasurer. We had four candidates for governor in 1984. You know, and they were all solid, and it was an enthusiastic time. And in '92, enthusiasm at the convention because we had contests. This year, not only didn't we have contests, We passed on nominating candidates, you know, and it was pretty depressing. Just a couple months later, there we are at the caucuses, the presidential caucuses, and the race is essentially over. We know Hillary is going to be nominated, and yet the gym is filled with Bernie supporters. We had more people in Bismarck, and we had more people similarly in Fargo and Grand Forks at each of those places than we had at the state convention when we were actually nominating candidates and enacting a platform. And so that was obviously a screw up, and it came from top down. The national told us when we were going to nominate our, you know, and it used to be that we had those two things combined. And so the McGovern enthusiasm, McGovern, Chisholm, Lindsay, all the liberals in 1972 when we were, you know, that brought hundreds and hundreds of people to our district conventions. That was lacking this time because we didn't have that presidential tie-in. It would have been a much different world had we done that together. But, you know, the past is past. The future is with those Sanders supporters, and with the fact that guys like Chase Iron Eyes and Ruth Buffalo stepped up and added to our ticket, something that we hadn't had. This not a token Native American on the ballot, but you know they were the Democratic Party this time.
My question to you is, do you think? Well, I appreciate while the enthusiasm for Bernie Sanders without question is there. I mean, it's, and I saw it, and you see it nationally, right? And you still see it. But do you think that message is too far to the left for North Dakota? I mean, because Bernie wants everything. I mean, what do you think their message is part of the problem in the Democrat Party? I would argue that the Democrat Party needs to move and try to find a way to embrace the middle and bring in that Libertarian Party that's kind of building some momentum in North Dakota. I worry, well, I love the enthusiasm, and I think it's great for politics. Do you think that message sells in North Dakota today?
Gary, this is one
to win an election. To win an election.
Sure. This is one of my theories and questions about politics, and do people really make their decisions ideologically left and right, and what does that even mean these days? You know, it seems to me I hear people described as left because they believe in gay marriage. Well, how is that left or right? That's just a civil rights issue. You know, that has, has nothing to do with anything. In fact, you know, my position on that was always, well, what's government doing in marriage anyway? Yeah. What do they got to do with it?
Well, that's the libertarian in you coming out. I appreciate that.
Exactly. And, you know, and when I announced for the U.S. Senate, I said, I'm the Democratic Libertarian, you know. And people are going, what the hell is that? You know, it's the position that it took. But I don't know that it breaks down left and right. And you know, essentially what my post was saying was that as Democrats, we don't need to abandon identity politics. There's parts of it that I just can't stand in our party where we designate people as you know, you're part of the executive committee because you're gay. Oh, come on, really? That kind of thing. I just don't get it. You know, just as long as you have proportional representation of your interest views, you know, do it electorally, you know. The fact that we still have...
I'm with you on that one. Both sides of the party.
Half of our delegates have to be women. Half of our delegates have to be women. Well, no. Yeah. Half of our delegates have to be men, even though we're a female party, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If the lesbian caucus wants to send two delegates to the national convention, one of them has to be a man. You know, I mean, stuff like that. It's just crazy, you know.
we've gotten way out of... I'm with you, man.
Is don't abandon the identity politics that is we're standing up for the civil rights of every individual, but concentrate electorally on what's good economically for the people, the families of median incomes. You know, we help the poor by helping the middle class. And that's where our focus always has to be. And so, you know, when I was in the legislature, I was fighting for property tax reform because property taxes were killing the middle class. You know, the rich can afford it, but if the people weren't earning $70,000 a year and trying to afford their $200,000 house, that we're having trouble with property taxes. And so that's the kind of thing that I'm saying is the Democratic Party will regain relevance. It will naturally, because the pendulum swings in politics. It just goes back and forth, and midterm elections are bad for the party in power. And so 2018 is a time to be hopeful if you're a Democrat, because Donald Trump's in the White House, and therefore there will be a swing back towards
I think it's going to build momentum like North Dakota. Hey, hey, by the way, I got a question. Les from Wishick, and we got about a minute till we go to break, but Les, if you're there, let's get that question or comment out, and then when we come back from the break, shoot away.
Well, I was just reading the article about Cohan from Tennessee. He wants to get rid of the Electoral College, which we all know if that happens, then New York, California, they're always going to elect our president. But if he's pushing the idea that the people need to have the vote, so basically he's talking equal representation. How many representatives does Tennessee have versus how many representatives does North Dakota have? So if we want equal representation, shouldn't we have as many representatives in Washington as they have?
Great question, Les. When we come back, I'm going to let former Senator Tracy Potter answer that question. So, Tracy, stay with us. We'll come back after the break and continue on with that question. Thanks for the question, Les. If you listen to What's in Your Mind with Gary, I'm going to fill in for Scott Hannon.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
the Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. In this week's Safety Minute, NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discusses safe hunting practices.
You never take for granted the fact that you got a loaded weapon and knowing where everybody's at, because you can get excited, something can happen, you make these foolish mistakes just because you're in kind of the middle of the excitement of the hunt. And, you know, carrying a loaded weapon, obviously, the weapon's there to kill, and unfortunately, a thousand times a year, it injures, and 100 of those, there's actually fatalities involved in it. So complacency, you just have to know what's going on with hunting, and following the safety rules and practicing, knowing your firearm's capabilities, how far can you shoot. There's just so many things that a person really has to be aware of before you even step foot on the ground to hunt. Make sure you look ahead of you and don't shoot behind you, and there's so many things, and I think talking, just simple things like communicating to each other, that can save lives, that can prevent injuries.
For safe hunting tips and upcoming first aid CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's what they do. Give you choice at the pump. Give you great deals every day. They're great stores. They really are. Valley Dairy is now part of the PetroServe USA family. How's that for neat? Valley Dairy locations, of course, a long time part of the Grand Forks community. They'll remain under that name, but PetroServe USA, a family expanding now. Bismarck, Mandan. I'm going to forget a few places. I'll warn you. But I can't forget Arthur and Castleton. And how about Valley City? Big new location going in there, too. Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, Wahpeton, Grafton, and Bemidji, too. See, I think we got them all in. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to more of What's On Your Mind. Here's Gary Amadeus, our guest host today on What's On Your Mind.
Gary Amadeus, we're talking to former Senator Tracy Potter, and I said that he was a former Democrat state chairman. That was not accurate. He's been not doing that. But I'd like to just make one clarification for Les from Wishick. One of the things about Electoral College is the number of electoral votes are based on your representation in Congress and the Senate, which is why we have one congressman, two senators. We got three electoral votes. So in the case of Tennessee, I don't know what their numbers are. That's how you end up with 576 or whatever that number is, Electoral College. So just for clarification, I'm an Electoral College fan, but we're not going to go there right now. Senator Potter, you made a point in your post about let's get strategic, let's find great candidates and think of why our party exists other than to be the opposition. And then you went on to suggest that you had some thoughts on that, and I'm going to let you shoot them away. How do Democrats win by not just being the opposition party?
Well, you have to identify what really matters to the voters, you know, the North Dakota families. And so, again, while civil rights issues hit us all in our hearts and we care about that, when it comes to voting, most people are voting their pocketbooks. And so Democrats have to, I think we've always had policies that were better for the pocketbooks of North Dakotans, but we must have a problem with our messaging, because that's not coming through, and particularly in rural areas. Now, one of the reasons that I cited for us not doing as well in rural areas as we did formerly is that there are just fewer farmers, you know, and the larger farmers tend to be more conservative and more Republican, and the smaller ones are gone. And then also, I said, the culture wars. The problem there is essentially the Democrats or the liberals. I won't even say left because it's not a left right thing. But the tolerant liberals, they've won the culture wars. There is gay marriage,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
There's you know, and that battle is done. But there are casualties, and the casualties are Democrats in rural areas.
One of the comments you made is you aren't against tax cuts, you're just for tax fairness. And
right.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, there was a bill that came to the. I voted for every tax cut possible when I was in the legislature. In fact, my record would be that I voted for more tax cuts than the Republicans did, because sometimes they'd send something over and they'd be a corporate tax break and they'd go, no, let's kill this one because we got a better one in the next bill. I'd vote for both of them. You know, because when we had the money, you should put it back into the economy and let people use it, you know, when the state was doing that well. But for instance, we came to a tax cut, income tax cut, and I said, you know, why don't we cap the breaks that we're doing at like your first million in income? Because people don't really need a tax break on their second $1 million, you know, and that was my position, and one that I think represents probably a pretty mainstream position of people in the state. That, you know, yes, you give tax breaks to those that need them, those that benefit most from society should probably pay the most for its upkeep. And so that's what I mean by tax fairness. I mean a progressive income tax. Or,
I see.
And not hitting the small guy. You know, for most North Dakotans, I would bet that the majority of their tax burden to the federal government is paid through Social Security and Medicare. That they don't actually come up with an income tax. But if Donald Trump proclaims that he's going to cut income taxes, you know, well, it sounds good to me, you know, and there may not be a distinction between state and federal. So anyway, my position is we need to look at what really can help a North Dakota family, things like child care, and make that the issue in the campaign, that we're going to figure out how to help people pay for their daycare. That's good for business, because then your workers are secure that their children are being taken care of, you know, and it allows us to have a broader employment pool, which includes everybody, you know, and things like that. Issues that are pocketbook issues for the mainstream people of North Dakota.
We got about a minute to go. We got a question. Mark from Bismarck, you're on. What's your question, sir?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. With all due respect, I give you all the credit in the world for running, Mr. Potter. However, you are so out of touch, it's almost laughable. When you talk about most North Dakotans think that they agree with you, why then do you not have Democrats on the ballot in some areas? Why then do the most North Dakotans vote for Republicans? Why then do they not agree with your position?
I'm going to cut you off. Tracy Potter, you got 15 seconds to reply to that. I'll give you a chance.
If I knew the answer, I wouldn't lose the election. If you want to get specific, we can talk about those. But
we got to go to the break. We have Senator Potter. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back with you at the top of the hour. Thanks, Senator.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Looking for that perfect Christmas gift? We all are, right? Well, I found one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Vince is here to talk about saunas. You're the biggest sauna dealer in North America?
Yes, we are. Have been for 4 years running. And
What is a sauna?
A sauna, at the end of the day, is a box of wood with a heater in it. But it's more than that. It is the best health and wellness product you could buy because it does so much for you. It detoxifies. It relieves stress. You're sweating out the bad stuff. You're boosting your immune system, Scott, which means you don't really need a flu shot or you don't need to take that pill that the doctor was giving you. It's that good a product.
What kind of price range are we talking?
Saunas start at $12.99 up to $20,000 with everything in between. I mean, you can design, build your own sauna however you want it to be. That's the beauty of it.
Just plug it in and take advantage of all the health and wellness benefits. Plug it in. Simple as that. Don't have to own your own home. Do it in apartments. It works. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table 2. Number one sauna seller in North America. Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks 2.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.